Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Good morning. Welcome. Thursday. Yeah. Looking good. Another beautiful day once again. This is why we live here. It is 7:07, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Hey, I wonder if this will transfer over to the groups that are like protesting Tesla, and of course they've gone well beyond that. It's they're doing damage, they're burning and creating havoc, and the stock prices, stock is going down. Of course, former VP candidate Tim Walz, that gives him a boost. That makes him feel better.
And I'm a knucklehead at times, but it's always been to do the best I can.
Yeah, it kind of gives knuckleheads a bad name. You give knuckleheads a bad name.
He really does. Because some of them were humorous and, you know, endearing a little bit.
So these wacko people that think they can damage other people's property and all that. Well, it's interesting because a jury just found Greenpeace liable for damage done in terms of building a pipeline. Interior Secretary Doug Burgum and Energy Secretary Chris Wright talked about this on the Will Cain Show. The environmental group Greenpeace has been ordered by a North Dakota jury to pay more than $660 million in connection with protest against the Dakota Access Oil Pipeline's construction. Now, if it was just a matter of protest, that's constitutionally protected.
Stand there, hold your sign.
Nobody's got a problem with that, but this was not a protest. So I don't even know if using that word protest, you have to be a little more descriptive than that to be accurate.
Yeah, there's a difference.
Dallas-based Energy Transfer and subsidiary Dakota Access accused Netherlands-based Greenpeace International, Greenpeace USA, and funding arm of Greenpeace Fund Incorporated of defamation, trespass, nuisance, civil conspiracy, and other acts. Greenpeace USA was found liable for all counts, while the others were found liable for some. The damages owed will be spread out in different amounts over the three entities. In a news release, Greenpeace called the lawsuit meritless.
What?
Somebody can make a claim that is without merit in your opinion, but a jury has ruled it. It does have a great deal of merit.
If you damage something, you've damaged something. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But, of course, Greenpeace, they see it differently. This case should alarm everyone, no matter their political inclinations. And this is the interim executive director of Greenpeace. She said, it's part of a renewed push by corporations to weaponize our courts to silence dissent. Again, they're not working to silence you. They just don't appreciate it when you're doing damage, when you're trespassing, when you're doing things like that. That's a concern. If nobody's saying you have to be silent.
No, not a bit.
Yeah. As she said, we should all be concerned about the future of the First Amendment.
And again, speech is speech.
Right.
Okay.
We're all for the First Amendment.
Yeah.
And lawsuits like this aimed at destroying our rights to peaceful protest and free speech. You see, they make the jump.
Yeah.
So that people go, yeah, that's not right. They should be able to say what they want. Free speech should be alive and well. And peaceful protest, boy, that's enshrined in our Constitution.
Like that burning down police station kind of mostly peaceful protest.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so that still, they have that same kind of mentality. It's like, no, there's not a court case because you were doing something that was legal.
Yeah.
You went beyond the bounds of the law and the protection of the Constitution, and therefore you're going to suffer the consequences. And in this case, it's going to be a monetary award to the companies that you negatively impacted. Greenpeace said earlier that a large award to the pipeline company would threaten to bankrupt the organization. Well, then maybe once again, you have to think about what the outcomes of your actions are going to be.
Maybe remember that one of the words in your name is peace. As in peaceful.
Come on.
No, I know it's a crazy stretch for them, but, you know, it's a thought.
After the verdict, Greenpeace's senior legal advisor said the group's work is never going to stop. To show not. Where there are some things that you feel are environmentally bad, to point that out, to hold up signs, I don't have a problem with that. Most people don't. Point it out.
Mm-hmm.
Show us where you think, you know, somebody is, you know, hurting the environment, hurting the planet, whatever. That's fine. Well within your rights. And nobody has a problem with that.
And that's how you might actually be able to change minds.
Yes.
Since that's supposed to be your goal.
Yeah, because otherwise you become an eco-terrorist.
Uh-huh.
And nobody should support anybody who uses terrorism to push for political change, because once you've said, okay, in this particular case, it's acceptable because it really is a bad thing. And so, yeah, you had to use your terrorist tactics to bring. Yeah, okay. That'll never happen, hopefully.
Right.
But if it does, can you imagine what will that outcome lead to? Everybody thinks their cause is the righteous one. They feel justified. They feel like, look, we're desperate. We know we're right. So we're going to take these actions and get you people to wake up and join us.
Well, that's what they're doing now with Tesla.
Exactly. So
scratching them, painting them, trying to catch them on fire.
So, see, they're not. The groupings there are more loosely affiliated, so it would be tougher. I mean, if you're part of Greenpeace, you're kind of in that group, and it's defined.
But these individuals need to be prosecuted to the full extent of the law.
Absolutely.
Because they're on video all over the place.
Yeah.
People will know who they are.
And it is a form of terrorism.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what else you can, because there's clearly a political motivation behind it.
Mm-hmm.
Political motivation. They want to punish Elon Musk, just because he is helping a party that's different from theirs, and they can't stand it, and their way of dealing with it, instead of signs, is burning things down and destroying, which also, you know, makes the connection, and they brought this up on The Five, Greg Gutfeld did, and that is, you know, the left is, that they're the party of destruction. You think about it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
They are destructors. They don't want to build. They want to destroy. So they want to destroy, you know, oil companies and pipelines. They want to destroy, in many cases, human life before it even really has a chance.
Mm-hmm.
They're destroyers. Destroy Tesla because we don't politically like what the inventor and owner believes in.
A friend asked, did we go burn down Anheuser-Busch when Bud Light went all woke?
No.
Did not.
And that is part of a huge difference.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it is time for What's Bugging You? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. And it's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. But do call in. Don't be shy. 877-975-9825. If you don't get in right away, please try back. And we do a pretty good job of fitting most people in there. So hang in there. It is 716. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
That's right. It's like free therapy. You call in, you air it out, you feel better. We call it What's Bugging You, and it's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Call in now, 877-975-9825. And good morning, Hangman. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me is I'm your age is the same. We're pretty much the same age, but I was involved with Greenpeace when I was 12. And that was for Japan harvesting whales for, you know, perfume and stuff like that. You know, I was like, I didn't like that. So I was kind of like active with Greenpeace. I wasn't sending them money or anything. I was only 12. But to hear them now going after pipelines and stuff like that, that's like, are you kidding me? That's just ridiculous. I thought they were like strictly on the water, you know. Now they're going up out of land and all this other stuff. It just bugs me.
Yeah, no. When you're young and idealistic, that whole phrase, save the whales, is very, been around for a while. Let's go to Katie. Good morning. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me, Bob, is this morning on the news, It was about a spoiled, entitled brat of a student who was disrupting in the cafeteria, throwing packets of condiments when asked to leave the cafeteria, refused, then pulled out his cell phone, which is not supposed to be used during school, and when the teacher asked for it, he refused to give it to her, turned his back to her. She put her arms around him trying to get the cell phone. She's probably going to be fired, and the brat mother is going to be suing the school district, and he won't get anything, probably not even a slap on the wrist. I get so tired of these entitled, spoiled brats and their parents.
Yeah.
We're with you.
And hopefully it doesn't go down exactly like that, but that there will be some sort of real justice, I guess. 877-975-9825. Call in now for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. And let's go to Ann. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Well, I live up in Union County, Lake Butler, and I listen to you guys every morning. And sometimes our other radio stations jump in, and I miss you guys. I don't understand why. Did you guys move or something? I don't know.
The simple answer is it's atmospherics, and it's worse at this time of the year, and occasionally in the fall we get similar things, and we apologize. We've had engineers working on it, and it
happens to everybody.
It does, and it just happens to us a certain part of the day because of our transmitter height and our frequency, but we're sorry about that, but you do have the app that you can get, the Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. You can also, we stream, you know, online. So we don't want to lose you, so hang in there, all right? Let's go to Terry. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Seems people have a short memory that during the when the school was doing by the federal government, Michelle Obama came in there and came out with lunch schedules and food for children that children were throwing away. At the same time, she also discontinued all the soda machines in high school from being used because they said sugar is bad for kids, even though the kids are going to the store and buying the sodas now. But the revenue from the soda machines was what was paying for all the sports equipment and sporting events because the state couldn't afford to do all the sports like baseball, football, track, and the gymnastics. And this is what everybody forgets. And that's the reason why I'm all for President Trump getting rid of the Department of Education.
There you go. Well put. Justin, good morning. What's bugging you?
Good morning, fellas. What's bugging me is I don't understand how when Biden was in there doing all the illegal stuff, we didn't have one judge try to block anything. I mean, every now and then they did small stuff, but it wasn't like this. And the other thing that I wanted to mention, it's the same, on the same topic, is why are they even hearing this judge out? If he's trying to uphold the law, which he's not, he needs to be removed instantly. This shouldn't even have gotten this far. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. No, Stephen Miller talked about it and put it into a great perspective. We'll share that with you in case you didn't hear it a little bit earlier. But right now, good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, Bob and Greg. Maybe those Tesla terrorists need a few years of solitary confinement like the January 6th people. But what's bugging me is yesterday I was watching this Senate hearing on YouTube about Doge, and it was this conga line of Democrats, one after the other, basically whining, crying, and moaning about Doge's activities. I don't have any problem with them looking into the federal payment system, and I think they're overstating the privacy violations. So it was just sorrowful to watch. Thanks, guys.
Well, you know, if you were a 10-year-old and somebody was coming in and, you know, trying to take your allowance away,
mm-hmm.
you'd pitch a fit. That's exactly what the Democrats are doing. Good morning, Jeff. What's bugging you?
It's hard to push good people into violence, but encouraging terrorism locally bothers me quite a bit. They want a civil war. And it'd be so easy to win a civil war. You just stop trucking food into the big cities. I don't think we'd have to fire a shot. God bless America.
All right. What's bugging you? allows you to air it out and get it off your chest. It's exactly what it is. And it is brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Coming up at 8:35, we're going to talk to the Florida Ag Commissioner, still kind of new on the job.
AG.
Because I wrote AG and I said Ag because of the Florida Ag exactly. Commissioner. Thanks for catching that.
I'm here for you.
The Florida Attorney General, James Uthmeyer. I was also worried about saying his name, mm-hmm. so I got ahead of myself.
There you go.
Thanks, Greg.
I'm here for you. I'll help.
You definitely are. You're my lifeline. 7:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Ton of stuff we still got to get to, including Fox News staff and Democrats getting together. Dogs and cats? What? News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host.
Investigator Slater.
We host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Pump it up, my friends. It is Thursday. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. 7:35. And your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. All right. It is March Madness time. It is bracketology. It is the Florida Gators. Tomorrow evening at 6:50 p.m., they take on Norfolk State. And hopefully that march to the title begins. Go Gators! Good stuff. All right.
Oh, yeah.
What else do we have going on? I like elephant ears, and if you're on spring break, you might like those. But don't eat the other ears. Details on that coming up. Listen to this. Two Rupert Murdoch-owned establishment media outlets. Let's cut to the chase. It's Fox News and the Wall Street Journal.
Okay.
Apparently, they have hosted some of these members of Fox and Wall Street Journal for a little get-together with, well, some lefties. They're looking for strategic communications advice. The left-wing Progressive Policy Institute, PPI, sponsored and financed an all-expense-paid trip. An all-expense-paid trip for a Democrat-heavy group of congressional staffers to New York City, February 27th and 28th, to meet with representatives of Fox News and the Wall Street Journal. Really? What's going on there? PPI was founded in 1989 by the Democratic Leadership Council, quote, as the intellectual home of the New Democrats, unquote. It's an arm of the self-described center-left third way. Among the attendees of the bipartisan trip were staff for the leader of the House Democrats campaign arm and the House Democrats chief deputy whip. The publications briefed staffers on how to better collaborate to spread their boss's messages, according to government documents. The purpose of the junket, which included meals at swanky Manhattan steakhouses, yum, was meeting with media organizers and reporters to better our understanding of their goals and how we can get our messages out through their channels, according to a post-travel disclosure from the House Ethics Committee website from one of the attendees, Nicholas Martin, the top communications staffer for the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee. All right, so here's the thing. So Democrats want to learn how they could better communicate or get their message across to the viewers of Fox News and the readers of the Wall Street Journal. Well, here's part of the problem. A lot of the Democrats who could appear on both of those media entities declined to go. That's part of the problem. I wonder if the Fox or Wall Street Journal people tried to explain to them. They said, listen, it's been our experience that when we have Democrats on to talk about a policy, that they never want to answer any questions in a straightforward manner at all. Or they just boycott. They won't come on the shows, which is true. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, if you want to get your message across, it's not just, we're not just going to key the mic and let you go off at the mouth. There's going to be questions. That's like the essence of an interview. The interview person asks questions of the interviewee. There's an exchange. And based on the answers that the person who is promoting a policy, mm-hmm. based on those answers, there might be additional, what they call, ready, follow-up questions.
What a concept.
Yeah. Hmm. So their problem isn't, you know, how to better communicate. I guess you could just say it is just communicating, period. If you're unwilling to have any sort of give and take, unwilling to have any kind of debate, why should either of those entities waste newspaper space or airtime to promote left of center policies when the people promoting them are unwilling to defend them in a straightforward way? I mean, do you remember, like, leading up to the election, every question of a Democrat about policy was answered by Trump is evil, Trump should be in jail, yeah. Trump did this, Trump did that. It's like, we weren't talking about Trump right now. We're actually talking about a insert Democrat policy here. Mm-hmm. But no, they don't want to debate and defend their positions. I mean, again, this is another one of those things that tells you everything you need to know about those folks. Now, did anybody do anything wrong as part of these meetings and this junket? I don't know. The House Ethics Committee approved the itinerary for the group. At least 7 Democrat and 3 Republican staffers, including a private dinner with PPI staff at a Manhattan steakhouse, as well as meetings with Fox News and Wall Street Journal staff, among others. It included a coveted Wall Street Journal editorial board discussion, characterized in ethics forms as a conversation with the editor of the Wall Street Journal editorial page and columnists about how the editorial page approaches covering Congress and publishing viewpoints from individual members. Well, did you have to have a get-together? Could that have been handled on email? I don't know. But I just told you the answers. You can communicate your ideas and policies far better if you're willing to debate and defend them straight up. Nobody wants to read or waste their time watching one of those tap dances that we so often have seen, right? And that's what so many of them do. They should have invited me to go. I'd tell them.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'd tell them how it is.
You enjoyed that steak and not even charged them for your time.
I don't know about that. If I could have gotten something.
Well, yeah.
The Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. Let's go to that right now and talk to Chris. You're on the air.
Hey, fellas, how's it going? Bob, you're 100% right. The Democrats don't want to debate policy. I'm a strong, long-time progressive. I disagree with just about everything you guys say, but I listen every morning. But you're 100% right. The Democrats don't want to talk about policy. And Trump is 100% right in his diagnosis of the problem. He has gone out and talked to rural voters, tiny towns all across America, and the Democrats have not done that because the corporate centrist moderate part of the party doesn't want to do it. Trump has diagnosed the problem in America that the system is rigged. Now, I disagree with who his diagnosis is. You know, they blame it immigrants and trans people and stuff like that. I disagree. I think the diagnosis leads to we give way too much corporate welfare in this country. And now, if you can find a Democrat who's willing to debate that on the stage with the right, then I think we have a conversation. But they don't want to do that because that would mean that they are no longer beholden to their lobbyists.
Let me ask you this real quick, Chris. You said you're a progressive through and through.
I'm a Bernie guy. Yes.
Are there enough progressives to win elections for the Democrat Party? In other words, should they listen to more of the moderate factions if they want to win elections, or do you say no, go progressive or go home?
Yeah, the DNC doesn't think so, but I think they're way out of touch because that's who Trump and Bannon have tapped into. They have tapped into the system is rigged, it's not in your favor. They just have to take it one step further and articulate policy that builds affordable housing, creates livable wages, creates conditions for the working class. Don't talk about anything but working class policy. Musk is right. Go in and cut away all the fat. It's just they're not cutting it from the right places. They're not cutting it from Exxon and Walmart.
Right. But they're fighting the idea of cutting it. The Democrats are standing up the idea of it. And that's things that most Americans look at and go, no, we want the government to be more efficient. Davis Gainesville, Chevrolet Skylines, and Skipper, you're on the air.
Bob, I just want to tell you your premise is all wrong, what you said there. You actually went too far in reasoning and logic. You can't do that when you're talking to Democrats. You have to stand on your head and think of something that you've never thought of before because that's where their minds are. And the reason we're in the predicament we're in now is we compromise with the Democrats. We compromise and compromise and compromise. We can't continue to compromise. We have to put our heads down, and we know what's right and wrong.
Well, the compromising has gotten us where we're at. So, yes, I agree with that. I agree with that. I appreciate the call. 7:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We've got a lot to talk about. Don't you go anywhere. We also have the Attorney General for the state of Florida, and he is going to be with us at approximately 8:35. James Uthmeyer joining us then on 97.3 The Sky. Yes, it is a Florida thing. Talking about the awesome weather. It's going to be great. And when the fog burns off, if you're experiencing some of that. But once that happens, it is going to be another awesome day in paradise. It is 7:51. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And thanks to everybody involved with the 27th annual Bob Rose Golf Scramble to benefit the Arc of Alachua County. It is Friday, April 4th, presented by Gainesville Harley-Davidson on 97.3 The Sky. Completely sold out. Got all our volunteers. So just a giant thank you to this awesome community that gets involved year after year to support this very worthy cause, working with the developmentally disabled through the Arc of Alachua County. Proud to be a part of it, and thanks again for your generosity. We literally couldn't do it without you. Elephant ears. What? Elephant ear, like fair food. It's like a pastry.
See,
Yankees call it something else.
I think of the plant. Yeah.
So. You think of
elephant ears.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, those are good too. I mean, I haven't eaten one, but they can provide some shade.
Yeah, they're nice looking.
But elephant ears good. Human ears, not so good.
Oh, I don't think I like where this is going.
Very cartilage-ish. Cartilage-ish.
Ooh,
cartilage-ish. Yeah.
Like crunchy, yeah. Not good. Not good.
Beautiful Lee County, Florida, Fort Myers.
Yeah.
What's going on there? Spring break is going on there. Fort Myers Beach. Man, I remember years ago, I go, this place is a little too crowded. I can't even imagine what it's like now.
Oh, man.
It has got to be absolute insanity. But it is a nice beach from what I remember. But we used to go a little further north. We liked Inglewood was the go-to. It was probably closest to where we lived in Port Charlotte. But, you know, a lot of times we like Boca Grande. Mm. We like to jump off the bridge and stuff, which I doubt they allow you to do that anymore. Well, I don't think they allowed it then. Anyway, Lee County Sheriff's Office told Fox News that an 18-year-old Jack Turner was arrested. Look, it's spring break.
Right.
Some kids are going to act out and get out of hand.
Sure.
But, you know, this was the result of not just a brawl that took place, but when the physical altercation had ended, apparently a portion of this other guy's left ear had been bitten off.
Ooh.
What wasn't there?
Well, Mike Tyson impersonation. Here.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, put a little pepper sauce on that. It's like, similar to beef jerky.
No, I
wouldn't know. The 18-year-old accused of biting a man's ear off during a brawl. A bystander shared footage of the brawl with deputies and claimed she could hear Turner calling the victim racial slurs and then jump him from behind. Oh. Hmm. So you use racial slurs, but you want to taste the guy? Okay. All right. A man is recovering after having his ear ripped off during an altercation on that Florida beach during spring break. The 18-year-old's name was Jack Turner. He was arrested, faces felony battery charges following the brawl that took place there. Yep. Deputies reviewed the video and confirmed seeing the victim lying face down in the sand with Turner mounting his back and striking the victim in the back of a head with a clenched fist. Yeah.
That's not very nice.
That's not good.
No, it's not.
The footage then showed Turner grabbing the victim by the hair on the back of his head and pressing it in the sand. Then he pulled up the victim's head and appeared to bite the victim's ear, causing traumatic auricular amputation.
Ripped it off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just cannot imagine in any scenario, if I were in a brawl, that biting someone's ear off would be any natural reaction of something I'm going to do. I mean, of all the things you're going to do, you may just... Anyway, but biting things off, that never really comes across as something.
Well, I think if you really feel like your life is in peril, but this guy was more of the provocateur.
Yeah, you're on top beating this guy. His head's in the sand. You pull his head up and you bite his ear. That's a whole different scenario than you're scrapping for your life.
Yeah, when you're on the defensive side of that equation, then
you do anything.
Anything
goes.
And you should.
Yes. And they deserve whatever.
But
they
this
get.
Guy, I don't know, maybe he thought he was putting on a show. Because that's a little over the top.
Yeah, a little bit.
And this just in, apparently the same guy that bit the ear off is now trying to get a large facial tattoo.
Yeah. Wow.
Do you get it?
Yeah.
If you're going to act like Mike Tyson, you might as well
look like him, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Just saying. Amazon employees hate us?
Why is that? We didn't do anything.
They hate Trump supporters.
Oh.
They're calling us Nazis and Klansmen. I got to tell you.
Man.
When they come by my house, they're all really nice.
Huh. That's interesting.
But these are internal memos.
Oh.
We'll share some of that with you coming up on the Bob Rose Show. Also, the Florida Attorney General is going to be joining us, James Othmeyer, at approximately 8:35. Hang in there. It's Thursday, 97.3 The Sky.